Stars. It's Russell Peters.
Yay.
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's Live.
It's Shane Warne.
You were at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, mum. Hello, dad. It's a Thursday morning. And we're celebrating Rossi's 40th birthday!
Woo! Yay!
Yeah!
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
We know it's officially tomorrow, but we're celebrating today.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, okay.
He pretends he's not ready. He's all dressed up. He's got his good shirt on today. He's done his hair. Given that a bit of a brush.
I had to do a Chris fade this morning and paint my beard.
Painted your beard, did you?
It was all different colours. So,
did yeah. you? What How do you mean? I don't paint my beard. I know what you said that for. I get that.
You do the old mascara on
No, never done that. This is natural. You can see some greys here as well. Never done that. He's kicked off the show with a lie.
Sorry, guys. What is it? What are you doing then? Just combing it, are you?
You give it a nice little comb. Brush it. You've brushed it.
I thought you were putting like mascara on it or something.
No, never.
Oh, sorry.
So what did you colour it? What colour? Orange.
So there's this hairspray that's from, I think it's L'Oreal.
Mm.
And it's like a spray, but it's got dye in it. So I usually do my bald patch with it up the top.
There. Okay, yeah. It looks thick. The hair looks thick today.
Yeah.
Looks like a nice man.
I know, a respectable human being turning 40.
And I am COVID free, which is great.
Yeah, why did you send us that test?
I like to put your minds at ease because you always suspect that.
He always does that.
I always do it because I always feel like.
No, he would have got a test because of two reasons. A, he needs to go somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's why. You're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not because. I just woke up this morning too.
Oh, you thought for us he took one?
Well, we have a WhatsApp group, and I just woke up, and I saw a COVID test result, and in my head, I'm like, why is Rossi sending this? Is he positive? And then I clicked on it, and it says negative, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I thought so anyway.
I'd just like to put your minds at ease, you know, because we work in such close quarters.
It's mainly because Rossi's out and about a lot, right?
Yeah.
Listen, it's your 40th birthday today. We have a few surprises for you.
Yep.
They'll be coming up throughout the show. So, guys, have us on, all right? And we're gonna pay tribute to Big Rossi today.
Yeah,
with a lot of messages. Yeah. You never know.
No.
Right? You never know, Ross.
You never know when I'll die.
Just everything. Die, when you could get fired, all that. Like, you just never know, right?
Never know, mate.
So appreciate every moment. So today, we are going hard with Big Rossi.
Yeah.
We're going to fire you on your birthday.
Could you imagine getting fired on your birthday?
That would be the worst.
That would have happened to someone before.
Definitely.
Oh, by the way, sorry, don't come to work anymore. Happy birthday.
Imagine that.
That's the worst.
I got a mate of mine that, like, basically his father died, and then his wife said that she wanted to leave him. Like, all in the same, like, 3 days. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a bad one. Mm. Oh, then he got fired from work.
That's what I was going to say. It comes in threes.
Yeah, so. And then he got fired from work, like, about a week and a half later. It was just such a horrible. He calls me up. I'm like, it's all right, man. Everything's going to be okay. And I'm thinking, wow, he got hit hard. Like,
that's a lot of stuff that went wrong.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, listen, okay, big show, good show. Let's have some fun today. It is Rossi's birthday,
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to keep a note of how many times you say that, so it doesn't get annoying.
It's so important that phone guy Eddie hasn't even rocked up for your birthday.
Is Nala here?
Is he there? Oh, he's there, is he? Well, turn the lights on in the studio. Oh, there he is. Can't see. It's pitch black in the studio.
I think he came in the tradesman's entrance.
It's nice. It's cool.
It's cool. They're in studio number two right next to us, Nala and Eddie. Do you want to say anything to Rossi?
Happy birthday!
That's your surprise.
There it is. That's what we're not going to mention it again.
That's
606. Who's going to be our first caller of the day? Let's go. 04-871-5544. Call me right now. Let's get it done. 04-871-5544. Let's get you on the show. Maybe wish Rossi a happy birthday. Maybe we can do that.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
All right, come on. Let's go have some fun.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Look at all these calls coming in this morning for the big man, Leo. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited today. Today is a happy day for me because it's Big Ross's birthday. Yay!
We are up to 7 happy birthdays already.
Good work. Yeah. Good work. What do you, when you think of Big Rossy, what do you think of Leo?
Big Rossy is a great man. I believe he's a nice person. He's a hero.
Thank
he's
you.
A hero.
Yeah, a hero.
Thank you very much. I am.
He's a hero. I love that. I love he's a hero.
I am a hero. If the planet was exploding, I would save the day.
Yeah. You're amazing, Leo. You sound amazing as well. I love you. From Leo to Comfort. Hi, Comfort.
Hi, good morning, Chris Pace, Pretty Malik, and happy birthday, Big
Rossy. Happy birthday.
That's one from Chris as well. That's 9.
There we go. What are you up to, Comfort?
I'm making pancakes for the
team. Oh, look at you making pancakes at this time. You're so amazing. Well, listen, you have a great weekend. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. Farhad, what do you want to say?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Pretty. Hey, Rossy. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to
you. All right, guys, enough. Principal John, how are you?
Hey, happy birthday, Rossy. Happy birthday to you. We've got a special present for you, Rossy, because I know that you're self-conscious about looking 40 now.
Yeah.
So we've got some really good artists here at Rollby Bicycle. So I'm inviting you over, Gems Rollby Bicycle, and we'll do a portrait of you. It's going to make you look amazing, right? So you're going to feel good about being 40. How's that? And it won't have your bald spot in it, I can guarantee.
That's amazing. I'm not sure you'll have a piece of paper wide enough to do it of me, though.
No, he'll come down. He's just going to charge you to come down. He'll Principal John. He'll have his manager call you. So just be wary, Principal John. He's a pretty big deal now that he's 40. It's happy birthday, Rossy.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Principal John. Always a pleasure. Sandra. So many calls are coming in. What would you like to say, Sandra?
Hello.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Rossy. There we go.
Thank you very much.
Big Rossy's 40th birthday. Happy birthday, Big Rossy. That's 21 times. He's going to count it. He doesn't want. As we played that song, he just said. I really don't, we shouldn't be mentioning. It may be good for me, but it's not fun for the person listening to the show. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's Rossy, you're part of their family. We're part of a family, all of us, whoever listens to the show and all of us. It's your birthday. We must celebrate.
Thank you. We're up to 17 happy birthdays now.
Good. I thought it was 19. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. It's 6:15. Hi, Pretty.
Hi.
Got the denim and the green on today.
Yes.
You also are looking fabulous.
Why, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Chris, what?
I was just saying you're doing well at the gym lately.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, Chris, you look fantastic. Your skin is glowing.
Had a facial yesterday.
I saw that you did a facial.
Is that what you did? You paid a compliment to receive one?
Yes, I only gave a compliment so I could get one back.
I
was laughing my head off yesterday.
Got a facial.
Your facial.
Don't be like that. It is fine for a man to go and have a facial.
I was laughing so much at it that I've put it in the show later on.
No.
No. I think it's fantastic. Taking care of your skin is so important. Hydration. Your skin is glowing.
Okay.
It looks great and smooth.
Thank you, Pretty.
Men should take care of their skin more often. And women, actually. A lot of women, too.
Conversation I had with Kiki yesterday.
Tell me.
I said to her, Rossy, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Mm.
And she goes, oh, really? How old is he turning? I said, why don't you tell me?
Oh, you asked Kiki. Yeah. Okay.
She said, 48, 49.
Is that what Kiki said?
When they're young, they don't really understand ages, though, do they?
Nah, she's pretty good.
Nah, they don't.
I said to her, no, he's turning 40. What? He's younger than you?
I've always liked Nushi better than Kiki.
Look at that. Are you shading my 9-year-old daughter?
I have always liked Nushi.
Well, no, she thought you were 51.
If it's happening, it's on the air. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have landed the coveted spot on Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People list this year. They are gracing the cover with the magazine saying they give voice to the voiceless through media production. Harry and Meghan topped the icon section of the list, which also included Britney Spears, Dolly Parton, and tennis star Naomi Osaka. Billie Eilish topped the list of pioneers, while Kate Winslet, Bad Bunny, Lil Nas X, Scarlett Johansson, and Jason Sudeikis made the artist list. So basically, they put together who they believe the names and different artists and leaders, and they go through different categories who have changed the world over the past year. So that's pretty cool for them. Hey, how about this for an idea? Tiffany Haddish and Common, they've been dating now for about 2 years, right? So Tiffany's like, hey, we're in a great place in our relationship. She was doing an interview. She was asked, do you think marriage is on the card? She's like, yeah, whenever, you know, we're ready. I'm cool with it. And she said, I don't want an engagement ring when Common proposes. I want an apartment building instead. She said, I would rather want a deed to something that actually grows value over the years rather than a ring that's going to lose value.
Smart woman there, so, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, she's like, give me the property. I don't care about the carrot.
Well, I'd love that as well.
Didn't she live in a car at one point?
Yes.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish is great.
Yeah.
My friends had a very short relationship with Common, one of my good friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Positive reviews?
Yeah, he was very, like...
He seems like a nice
very
guy.
Very spiritual, seems very like nice, it. Very, like...
Calm? I feel like calm. He's very calm.
Yeah, it was just, like, it was only, not even a month. He was in Sydney doing some filming in Australia, and they just sort of connected, and I remember her telling me. I was very jealous at the time.
Who was the person?
Like, a good friend of mine. She still is today.
What does she do?
She was working in sales for the radio station that I was working for.
Oh, wow.
And she was very attractive. So any artist that used to come in
would always look at her.
Like, I still remember Chris Brown as a 16-year-old. He's going to me, man, who that girl? And then so I said to her, I said, yo, I think Chris Brown's interested. And she was like 28 at the time. And she's like, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Tell him he's here with his mom. Go away.
Yeah, of course.
It's funny, huh?
We need to Google this person.
I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
And finally, there is a bizarre feud that has broken out between Nicki Minaj, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and of course, because he can't help himself, Piers Morgan has thrown himself into this too.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicki went on Twitter. We talked about this earlier this week. She said she doesn't want to take the COVID vaccine, right?
Okay.
She said that she wants to do her own research. And then she shared a story about her cousin's friend in Trinidad, which is a COVID myth. Okay. Of what happens when you take the vaccine. I can't go into it. Basically, the friend says that he can't have children because of the vaccine.
Which
it is
not
a myth.
Which
it's not true.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So she shared
fake
news. She shared that. Loads of people started like throwing articles her way. The information somehow made it to a press briefing in the UK where Prime Minister Boris Johnson had to comment on the situation. Have a listen.
Steve, I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be, but I am familiar with Nicki Kanani, superstar GP of Bexley, who's appeared many times on who will tell you that vaccines are wonderful and everybody should get.
He's doing material. He's doing some material whilst he's there.
I'm not sure of Nicki. Can I just hear Boris Johnson again?
Sure. I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I.
Imagine trying to subtitle him. Like, that's not an easy job. Like, you had to subtitle what he was saying live.
I'm not familiar with the works.
Like, what's the first word?
I'm not.
No, there's
I'm not familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj.
I'm not familiar with the works of.
What do you write,
not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be, but I am familiar with Nicki Kanani.
Nicki Kanani, can we call her later? She's up. She's a GP. She's a doctor.
Nicki
That's
Kanani.
Great.
So, anyways, now, so Piers Morgan obviously got involved. We'll leave that to the side because it gets weirder, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nicki Minaj went on Twitter, put on a British accent, and then sent a message to Boris Johnson.
Here we go. Welcome to the year 2021.
Yes, hello, Prime Minister Boris. It's Nicki Minaj.
What?
I was just calling to tell you that I thought you were so amazing on the news this morning. And I'm actually British. I was born there. I went to university there. I went to Oxford. I went to school with Margaret Thatcher. And she told me so many nice things about you. I'd love to send you my portfolio of my work, since you don't know much about me. I'm a big star in the United States.
I have no words to...
What's going on? The Prime Minister of England.
It's crazy,
and Nicki Minaj are going back at each other.
Like, I don't understand.
If the world wasn't crazy enough.
This is probably the most normal thing to come out of 2021, to be honest.
Man. All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Were we celebrating your 30th together? Did we know each other that?
What year was that? That would have been 2011.
Yeah, you just joined.
Got a VIP message for you.
Happy birthday to you. Aww.
It's my mom.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rossi. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip hooray. Happy 40th birthday.
Yeah, good on them.
Rossi, we love you.
Oh, and then she sent a photo of you, David Guetta, and mum. That was my mum, by the
love
way.
Love it. Thank you, Gilda.
Rossi, happy 40th, she wrote.
Always being lovely and supporting me more than Chris. Thank you.
There it is. That's very true. That's a true story right there. Eddie, what do you want to say to Rossi? It's his 40th birthday. What would you like to say to Big Rossi?
Big Rossi, I can't say you're a big brother, but I can say you're a brother. I'm glad to have a friend like you, a true friend. I love you so much. And here's to another 40 years, my man.
Oh, thanks. So cute.
I hope I can live to 80. I'm not sure, though.
So cute. You'll live to 80. You'll outlive us all somehow.
like a cockroach.
Yeah, like a cockroach.
Okay. Okay.
What would you like to say, Nala? What would you like to say to Big Rossi on his 40th birthday today?
I'd like to say happy birthday to my big brother. Mm-hmm. You've always supported me, always pushed me. And I'm so glad, even though you're so sarcastic and you're not emotional, but I understand. Like, sometimes you hint those little compliments where I'm like, yes! So just thank you so much. You're an amazing person, a great dad, and a great friend. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was very sweet, Nala.
That was very sweet. Yeah. Not all of that was true, though, Nala. Come on, you know that. Oh, he is a great father, though.
He is.
He's a great father.
A great friend as well.
Who?
In fact, all of those were.
You aren't a good friend.
Why?
We're not friends.
We're not friends. We don't know. That's right.
We don't know.
Because we're not in your friend group.
Correct.
You don't invite me to.
So you're definitely going to be having a... I believe you're having a party at some stage, and we're only going to see this on social media. Like, we're not invited to this party.
I don't know. It's something like a staycation or something, I think.
Yeah, but there'll be other... All your mates will be there, and Pretty and I will just be watching on Instagram like...
Hey!
Another party that we weren't invited to because we're not Rossi's real friends.
Oh, that's funny that, because I was invited to your 40th birthday. And then the invitation got taken back because you wanted to have a quiet party with just your cousin.
No, it wasn't a quiet party. It was because of COVID and the regulations changed as to how many people can get together.
We sit here in the same room every day, so the invitation got taken back. And you wanted to have a quiet party.
Yeah.
So
it's because of COVID. There was a pandemic, like it was peak pandemic.
It's still on now, believe it or not.
Yes, but the rules have changed. Whoa, I'm sorry. I'm going to step in here because the rules, you seem to always forget that COVID exists and still exists. The COVID rules in February were very different.
Pretty. It's his birthday. Be nice to him.
Okay.
Rossi, I love you, man.
Thanks, mate.
I really do. You're amazing. You are.
Are we
pop quiz? No, it didn't hurt at all. Pop quiz coming up next, and then we've got a couple of surprises for Rossi this morning.
Yeah, we do,
for his big 4-0. Hold on, Pretty Malik, Nala, Eddie, myself, Chris Fade, on a very special day because it's Big Rossi's 40th birthday.
And you know what? That was the 40th mention of the morning.
There it is. Rossi didn't want us to mention his birthday on the radio. I was like, no. Are you serious? Are you serious? Now, we've got you a couple of surprises this morning. You ready for surprise number one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it's our first gift. Bring it in. Bring in our first gift. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. It's our first gift to Big Rossi.
Well wrapped as well. Look at that.
I've wrapped that.
What happened to the box, Chris?
I opened it.
What happened?
Oh, it's light.
Just be careful with it. Be careful with it.
Do you want me to open it now?
Let him open it.
Open it now. Be careful when you open it, though.
Okay? Go, open it.
Oh, I'm going to get nervous. What if I don't like it?
We'll find out. There's only one way to find out, Rossi.
Oof. Open that up.
Get the box out of the way.
Come on.
You know me. You know what I like.
I know, we know what you like. This is from all of us.
Yep.
Here on the Chris Fade Show.
Oh my gosh. All of you on the Chris Fade Show.
Yes.
Was it an even split?
Yes.
Just open up, be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, don't mess with it.
Don't look at it yet.
Don't mess with it. Don't mess with it.
Okay, that's the glass side. I haven't looked.
Okay, look at it. Look at it.
Come on.
I'm hoping it's the right way. Go. Here we go.
Look at it.
Oh, look at that. That's amazing. What is this?
Read it.
Beatles arriving in LA. The Beatles arriving at LA.
So this is...
I love that. That will get... You've seen my Beatles wall.
What number is it?
It's 9 of only 495.
Yeah, so this is like a limited edition print of the Beatles. Their first time that they landed in America. This is not an easy thing to get.
Oh my gosh.
And that's our first gift to you.
Oh my gosh.
We know
gosh.
How much you love the Beatles.
This will do me.
Yeah, that you like that.
That is amazing. That was expensive, I imagine.
Is that a tear in your eye, I see?
No, it's not.
Is he got a tear?
There's a tear in his eye.
So there's only four. That's number 9 of 400 or something.
You're sweating.
And that's happy birthday to Big Rossi, because we love you, Rossi. And he loves the Beatles.
We love you.
First time.
Love it.
You like that?
My Beatles wall is coming on now. You want to see it? When I actually invite you around to my house, you can see.
You don't want to exchange it? You happy with it?
I love it. Thank you so much.
I got to say thank you to the guys that who got this for me in the time that I needed, because
Art
of Guitar.
They
came through.
I was in there the other day.
Yeah,
and I didn't see this beauty on there.
It wasn't there.
We specially
ordered it for you, but it was so hard to get. And I just want to say thanks to the Art of Guitar. They're in Alcuz, because they not only got it for me, they delivered it to my house last night, and it was all like very quick. So I know that's going to look
495.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, don't sell it. Because it's only going to go up in value, that one.
Well, no, I've got a holiday coming up, so... No, that is amazing. I wonder who took that.
I don't know.
It's amazing, I love it.
Happy 40th birthday to Big Rossi.
Words of wisdom,
let it be. Thank you.
I'll let this play a little bit.
Let it be.
Happy 40th, Ross.
Getting old, honestly. Getting old now.
No, you're not.
I remember my dad's 40th birthday like it was yesterday.
We got hundreds of messages coming in for Rossi. Let it be. Nikita says, happy birthday, Ross. Estasha says, happy 40th, big man, Big Rossi.
Thank you. Let it
be. Praveen says, happy birthday, handsome.
Let it be.
So cool.
Let it be. I'm going to keep that picture forever, and it'll always remind me of Dubai and my 40th birthday. I love it. Let it be.
Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, bro? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say happy birthday to Rossi, actually. You know, something last week, because I listened...
Jonathan, we cannot hear you. Get off loud. Guys, never call the radio station on a loudspeaker or a headset. Just put the phone to your ear. It's so hard.
Okay.
There we go. Come on, Jonah. Let's get you on. Yeah. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to say happy birthday to Rossi.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Rossi, happy birthday. So I remember last week on the show... When Betrayed and Pretty Malik were getting shout outs from someone who had like a surprise birthday, and Rossi was feeling a bit not really bad, but he was feeling like he doesn't get shout outs. So Rossi, this is a big shout out from me to you. I'm one of your biggest fans. Happy birthday. Enjoy the folklore, and I wish you God's blessing.
Thank you so much. That's really nice of you to say. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right.
Cheers, mate.
You could have really said that a lot quicker. That was a lot.
I like the biggest fan bit. That was great.
Hi, Juna. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
What do you want to say to Uncle Big Rossi?
Happy birthday, Rossi.
Thanks, Juna. That's very nice. Thank you.
It's also my birthday, too, so we're like twins.
Today?
Happy birthday!
Is it yours today or tomorrow? Today, is it?
Today.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's actually tomorrow, but yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Juna, happy birthday. Have a good day today, okay?
Thank you. You too.
There we go. You share your birthday with legends, like...
Mine's tomorrow, technically.
Bring it in. Here's some. We've got some more gifts for you right now.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Big Rossi.
No.
We have got you 40 cupcakes.
No. 40 cupcakes,
Big Rossi.
No, I'm not doing it. I've made the decision. He knows.
No,
I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I've made the decision.
Rossi, if you want.
What?
This is like choose your own adventure. All right.
Are you going to take back my birthday present?
No, you're going to keep that Beatles memorabilia that we got you.
That's the best present I've ever had.
Okay, so you're going to keep that. However, there are some more gifts lined up throughout the morning. Now, the only way that you're going to get the next gift, though, is if you can down those 40 cupcakes in 4 minutes.
I'm not going to eat 40 cupcakes.
They're only small. We got you the baby ones.
I'm happy with that. That'll do me. Thank
so, you. 40 cupcakes in you, the next gift... I think is going to outdo the Beatles.
I hope not, because
I think it
no
is.
No one can outdo the Beatles.
Well, you don't know what we've got
in
store.
I'm not going to eat 40.
Rossi.
No. I'm getting old now.
40 cupcakes, 40 cupcakes.
What do you think, Pretty?
I feel like I'm going to back out now. I think I'm going to be with Rossi and say you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
You're the one that said we should do this.
I'm backing out.
Was it your idea?
It was her idea.
It was before we gave the... I thought it would be a great idea before the Beatles memorabilia, but... Now I'm looking at your
Rossi.
Face, and he's so happy. I'm going to be Team Rossi.
Rossi.
Do you.
It's 4,000 calories, isn't that?
Rossi,
you do you, boo.
The next gifts that we've got planned, you want. You don't. Like, you want them.
These are amazing cupcakes.
I know you, Ross. Just see how many you get done in 4 minutes. That's it.
I don't want to. I'm sorry.
I'll get rid of the gifts instantly.
It's okay.
You want me to get rid of them?
Well, I'm happy with that.
I'm going to take the Beatles memorabilia away then as well.
I don't know about eating 40 cupcakes, mate. That's a bit. I mean, they look amazing and there's a nice variety, but it's just too much to do. But you expect me to eat 40 of them? Look at that. As if.
Okay, four cupcakes.
Four cupcakes. Four cupcakes. You can do four.
I'll do 14. I'll do 10.
Okay, 10.
If Eddie
See,
does
yes.
10.
See? Oh, Eddie. It's his birthday. You should do it for
Eddie,
him, Eddie.
Come on. Eddie. You need to get on the show more, Eddie. Come on.
All right. So what we're going to do next is we're going to do this cupcake challenge coming up. All right. And we are going to give you your next gift as well just before 8 a.m.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah.
Cool. Hundreds of messages are coming in. At least two calls have come in since 6 a.m. It's all happening.
More than two calls have come in.
More than two calls, but you've mentioned my birthday 42 times so far.
I love it. Hey, listen, up next. Okay, before 8 o'clock, your chance to win with Fade Fit will do that. But I've scrapped the comp right now because I want to do... Rossi has now been... We gave him 40 cupcakes for his 40th birthday.
Correct.
And then next door at Dubai 92, the guys there just gave him another 24 cupcakes.
So he has 64 cupcakes.
We have 64 cupcakes in the studio. Now, Rossi, old Rossi would have gone, you know what? I'll eat all 64 of them.
Yeah.
Now we said, I'll do 10.
In how long?
10 cupcakes in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Now, if you complete 10 cupcakes in 2 minutes, that unlocks your next gift.
Ooh. So this is the big baddie that I've got to fight to move on to the next level.
Correct. And there's each gift you get, there'll be a little bit of a comp. And we'll keep unleashing them.
It better not involve food.
No, you're going to love this, all right? Up next, Ken Rossi down 10 cupcakes in 2 minutes.
Woo!
We find out on his big birthday bash. Travis Scott now on Virgin.
I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key and honest, find a rider. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those cons, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
goosebumps every time, yeah. When you not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text Kid Game Wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took. She fall through plenty, her and all her. Yeah, we at the top floor right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, sauce been in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up all. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah.
7:43, it's Virgin Radio.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Don't forget, I am doing an official launch of our Fate Fit Organic Milk, Organics by Fate Fit.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening tomorrow night at Carrefour, 6 p.m. at the Mall of the Emirates. If you're around, come down and check it out, all right? Rossi said he's going to come down. You're not, because tomorrow's your real birthday.
Yeah.
So you're not. Come and do the opening of my milk on your birthday. Where else would you rather be?
At a brunch.
Fair enough.
He's honest.
Fair enough. I'll take that. But yeah, we've got our organic milk out, and it's tomorrow night we'll do that official launch. Welcome to Virgin Radio. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show. It is Rossi's 40th birthday. We've been celebrating all this morning. If you missed it, we have purchased 40 cupcakes for Big Rossi. We told him down all 40 in 4 minutes. It unlocks his next gift. We have another gift to give him. His first gift was given about 30 minutes ago. And it's a Beatles memorabilia picture, and it's I think 9 of 400 picks. It's the first time that they landed in the States. He loves it. He said it was one of the best gifts you've ever got. Is that right?
I absolutely love it. I'm not sure Liz will love it because now my living room is adorned with too much Beatles stuff. It's sort of weird.
Can never have too much Beatles stuff. So right now, Rossi, can you down not 40 cupcakes because you said you don't want to put your body through that, but can he do 10 cupcakes in 2 minutes?
I think this is easy work for Rossi. He's going to kill it.
What was that? I did
You did another cupcake challenge,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, in 90 seconds. Remember I spoke to Tom Cruise about it?
Yeah.
Back in the day, I told him about it.
And then he got in trouble and almost thrown out of the press conference.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, here we go. Two minutes on the clock.
Rossi!
Thanks,
your time starts right now on Rossi's big birthday bash. He's down his first cupcake. Now, these are mini cupcakes. Mate, he is piling through these. He's already done 3 cupcakes in 28 seconds. What is going on here, Rossi? Watch out for that big piece of chocolate there, Ross. There is a wedge of chocolate. He's taking it out. Look at Rossi. Can he do all the cupcakes in 2 minutes? He's already down 4 cupcakes. The man, the myth, the legend. He is doing it right now here on the Chris Fade Show. His big 40th birthday bash, Pretty Mullet.
Rossi!
Oh, there's crowds of people right now cheering for Big Rossi in his cars, in their cars, on this gorgeous Thursday morning across the UAE.
What is
How
this
many
music?
Have you done? This is a 2 minute timer. We've got 60 seconds to go. He has done 8 cupcakes. He's now swallowing the 8. He's put all 8 in his mouth. He's trying to down the first 8. From there, he's got 2 remaining. Now, remember, if he does this, it unlocks his next gift, which will give him in the next 10 minutes. He's into his 9th cupcake. He's chewing the chocolate. How you feeling, Ross?
He's
feeling good. There he is as he turns 40. One more. 31 seconds to go, Ross. Come on, mate. Get that in your mouth. You've got to finish it. You want to unlock that next gift.
I don't know if I can do it, Chris.
Rossi, smash it. Eddie, come on, he's saying.
I don't know if I can do it.
Come on, Rossi.
Okay, then.
Oh, he's done it. He's done it. The man that's run a marathon has just done a marathon of cupcakes. He's done 10 in 2 minutes, actually a little bit less. Well done, Big Rossi. Give him a round of applause. There it is. It's all done. It's consumed. Bring him up to the mic.
Well done, Rossi.
Time is up.
That was easy for you.
How did that feel?
It feels okay now. I'm not sure how it will feel later on.
There we go. The amount of things that you have eaten on this show is remarkable. Happy 40th birthday, which means, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Unlock the Next Gift. What is it? All right, Ross. So we've been wishing you happy birthday all morning. You didn't want to make a big deal out of your birthday, but we said, no, we got to. We have to. We must.
Yeah.
And we have had a lot of your messages come through. Thank you to everyone messaging. Hundreds of messages are coming through this morning for Rossi. And we gave you your first gift, which you said you will love and treasure forever.
Love it. That's like one of 495 ever Beatles pictures. It's amazing, honestly.
First time
they remember my birthday forever.
First time they landed in America. That's the Beatles. They left England and they've like, let's go try to make it big in America. And that's that photo taken as they got off the airplane, right?
I just love them. They represent my home city so much.
Liverpool.
And I've got more into them since I've lived here, really, because it's a taste of home, you know?
Was the Beatles Liverpool or Everton fans? Do we know?
The Beatles.
Ooh, controversial.
Do we know this question?
Paul McCartney recently said on a YouTube video for Wired.com that he was an Evertonian.
Oh, really?
And who else? Yeah, I think that he was the only one that said he was an Everton fan.
Where's Ringo in that?
That's Ringo there, yeah.
That's Ringo. He used to have a beard. He looked so different with a beard. Didn't Ringo Starr have a beard?
No, he has one.
They've changed so much throughout the time. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like they change, like, sometimes they'll have a beard, sometimes they don't, but yeah, he did have a beard.
All right, well, that was one of your gifts. To unlock your next gift, we asked you to eat the cupcakes that we got you for your birthday, which you just did so well.
And I want to tell you that we've put laxatives in them.
No. But I can tell you,
what?
You have unlocked the next gift. Are you ready for it?
Go on, then.
All right. So if everyone goes,
what
are you doing? Why are you grabbing your phone for?
Everyone goes.
We have a special message for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Have a listen. Just listen to it. Look at me.
Go on.
Yeah.
Special message for you.
Hey, Rossi. It's your big pal Duncan Ferguson here from Everton Football Club. I just wanted to wish you a big happy 40th birthday, son. I'm sure you're looking well and you're catching me up, by the way. I'm nearly 50. Hey, because where does the time go, pal? Anyway, I just wanted to wish you all the best and thank you for all your support. And I'm sure we'll have a great season, eh? And I hope everything's going well there in Dubai, is that right? Fantastic. There's a wee bit of my house there if you want to see it. My car, blue as you can imagine. Lovely. And believe it or no, Rossi, I'm into my flowers at the moment. So I've got a lot of roses.
What is he saying?
There you go. All right, pal.
Yeah.
Here we go, mate. Thanks for all your support, pal, eh? And maybe one day I'll catch up with you again, eh? And if I'm out in Dubai, see my sister. God bless, pal. Aww. All the best for Big Dunk. Happy 40th.
Aww, Duncan. It's Duncan Ferguson.
Wow. Your hero.
Here we go. So that is one of Rossi's idols. It's one of the greatest players to ever play for Everton.
Yes.
And thank you to Iris, who's his sister that lives here.
Thanks,
that delivered
Iris.
That. That's actually a video, and it's up on the Chris Fade Show's Instagram page right now.
I want to see his roses.
Go and check it out. I don't know what he said at the end then. Yeah. I thought that he used profanity for a moment, but he didn't. I think it was just...
Who did you leave to sort of translate that so and make sure that it was okay? Did Eddie have to do that? Or?
Yeah, we asked Eddie to make sure. Now,
because he said something really offensive where I'm from.
No, he did it.
And it means something like highly offensive.
No, it doesn't. Ross is trying to make a joke out of it.
All my friends are messaging me saying, I can't believe Dunk just said that.
No one.
No, he's lying. Can you know when Rossi lies? Don't you know when Rossi lies?
I'm wilding Eddie up. That is amazing.
That's Duncan. That's your mate
there. That's amazing.
I think like you and Dunk could be mates now.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I've tried contacting him a few times, but he's changed his number.
Well, as we continue the celebrations, happy 40th, Big Rossi! Chris Faden, over there is the man that just turned 40. It's Big Rossi's birthday!
Thank you. What an amazing morning it's been.
It has been a great morning, hasn't it? On your big birthday bash, you've been given the Beatles memorabilia that will stick up, you'll last forever.
I feel like I'm taking over the show though, but you haven't done your competition yet.
We need
to do your Fade Fit
we
competition.
We didn't do Fade Fit.
It's 8 o'clock.
I don't mind losing one day of Fade Fit competitions.
You paid.
I know, but it's a part of the gift. We won't do the Fade Fit comp. I'm okay with that.
But we're not going to play blocking today and whatever.
But it's a big deal for you. This week is huge. You've launched Organics by Fade Fit, which is organic milk.
Thank you for mentioning it all.
Made in France.
Thank you.
You are launching it tomorrow, by the way, 6 p.m. MOE, Car 4, the big official launch of Organics by Fade Fit.
That's enough. We don't have to mention it.
Go to fadefit.com, get your snacks, your energy snacks, your protein snacks, the vitamins, the yogurt tubes, the smoothies.
That's enough. That's enough now.
Fadefit.com.
Thank you very much. Yes, if you're out and about and you see our products, grab them, support, enjoy them. They're great. I promise you, you'll love them. Now, just going back to this message that we got from Duncan Ferguson.
We had a great season, eh?
What does he say?
And I hope everything's going well there in Dubai. Is that right? Fantastic. There's a wee bit in my house there if you want to see it.
Is a wee bit in my house if you want to.
What?
Here's a wee bit of my house if you want to see it. Oh. Here's a small bit of my house if you want to see it.
Wow. It was like, if you need to go to the bathroom, basically, you can come into my house. Like, that's really what he was saying.
He knows he's that much of a legend.
He's great.
That people will want to see what his house is like.
So cool. Again, Duncan Ferguson, you're a legend for sending that video. And thank you to his sister for organizing that. Kelly, you are a huge Beatles fan. You love the gift.
Yeah, actually, I do love the gift. I mean, because I have a lot of Beatles collection as well.
Oh, do you?
And, yeah, and I've, because I grew up here in Dubai as well, I was born here, and my dad actually loves the Beatles as well, so I grew up listening to them as well.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And I just wanted to ask, what is Big Rossi's favorite Beatles song? That's just about it. And I want to greet him a happy birthday, because since he's a fan of Beatles as well. I just want to say happy birthday, man.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
What's your favorite Beatles song, Rossi?
I'd say Here Comes the Sun. I like that one.
Comes the Sun.
When I got married and we walked out, we played that song, which I love as well. But there's so many to choose from. You know, there's just so many amazing songs, Kelly, don't you think?
Yeah, because I've been doing gigs and I've been covering most of the Beatles songs as well.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I'm so glad to be hearing that you're actually a fan of Beatles as well.
What's your band name?
It's called Cats, Chill Around Town.
What? Chill Around Town, Cats.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, nice. I'll have to come and check you out one time.
Well, here's coming
soon. All right, for sure. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you calling in, man. Got 100 messages coming through for Ross. Here we go. Do a bit of Beatles for him. His favorite song. Are you sure you're working on the right radio station?
I know, yeah. Hey, the Beatles are timeless. It feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Listen to the harmonies on that. It's alright. Brilliant, thank you.
Happy birthday, Big Rossi, and hey! There's more gifts and surprises to come.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
On. We've got hundreds of messages coming in right now. Thank you so much, Rossi. What did you want to say to all these messages that you're receiving?
Really appreciate it. Honestly, it's really nice to have all these lovely messages. Just a shame that I'm 10 and 40 and feeling a little bit old.
But you guys have
made it all better.
All right, so this morning we've had some fun. We've delivered, obviously, a few gifts to you. We've got the Beatles memorabilia.
Unbelievable.
That picture, which is, what is it, 9 of 450 or something?
Yeah. 495 only ever produced, and I've got one of them.
You've got one of them.
So cool.
Keep that. That's going to go up in value over the years. Okay.
Wow.
First time the Beatles landed in LA, in America, actually.
I love it.
We got you the cupcakes. We got you that special message from Duncan Ferguson, your all time great player.
Hey, Rossi, it's your big pal Duncan Ferguson here from Everton Football Club. I just wanted to wish you a big happy 40th birthday, son.
If you want to see the full video of that, go on to The Chris Fade Show on the gram.
Yes.
Now, for Rossi's 40th birthday, we've got you one last gift.
Okay.
I'm going to get it. Let me get it. Yeah, I'll get it. I think it's
you
easy.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. Let me get it.
Where are you going?
Be careful.
Let me just grab my mask here.
Hold on. You got to go outside.
He's
got to walk outside the studio to get it. Rossi, don't look. Rossi, look at me.
I'll look at my Beatles picture with
you. Yeah, don't look away. Look away. Do you want me to hold the door? I may have to hold the door. Rossi, can you talk? Because I have to hold the door
for
you. Sure. Because it's that big.
Oh, wow, it's that big. Thank you very much for everyone who sent in all the lovely messages. I really appreciate it.
Keep it on the side.
I feel like a family.
What do you mean?
working on this show. I love you all listening. These guys can't hear me saying this, but I do love Chris and Pretty. They treat me so well.
Hold on, mate.
They're really nice.
All right.
Go on.
So on your big 40th birthday, we've got the gift. We've just wheeled it into the studio. Rossi, just open that up there.
You want to open it up now?
Yeah. Open up. Open up the present. So the gift has come in. It's been very well wrapped.
What is this?
Open it up. Come on. Let's get going here.
Okay.
Big Rossi's 40th birthday.
No, don't lift it.
It's so heavy. Is it like...
Just open it.
Ross, is it like 100?
Could you please open the present,
just
please?
Don't
thank
talk,
you.
Just open it.
Here we go. Rossi's opening up the gift right now.
Okay. All right. He went straight.
He went straight in. Yeah. Don't break it. It's a fairly large gift. We all have one of these, but now Rossi's got a bigger one. And the reason we'll explain.
Rossi. You can see what it
is. Wait till you see why we've got him a toilet.
It's a toilet.
It is a toilet.
Correct.
But why?
It's a toilet.
It's a toilet.
It's a toilet.
Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
That is a toilet.
Your gift.
That's your gift from all of us here.
It's a proper toilet.
Oh, thank you.
It's a functional toilet. We know that you like to sit on the toilet. We know that you enjoy being on the toilet. You do some of your best work there. So we got you a toilet.
A king deserves his throne.
How there much was this? This like is a really expensive toilet.
Yeah, it's
now,
super expensive.
Why have we got you a toilet? We have a guest on the show.
Please put your headphones on.
Put your headphones on there, Ross. Because we want to welcome your good friend, Matt. Matt, hello, all the way in the UK.
Morning, how you doing?
Matt Crowther, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you? Happy birthday.
Thanks, mate. And I think I know why this. You've got me a toilet. I know why.
No, you don't. Do you?
I do seem to remember something from when we worked in Greece together.
So how do you guys know each other, Matt? Because you and Rossi obviously go way back. How do you know him?
So I worked with Ross when we were about 20 years old in a tourist resort in Greece.
How was that being being 20 years old together in Greece? Was it good times?
Phenomenal.
That's all you can say, right?
We shared a room together.
I'm sure you shared many things.
We did, didn't we?
It was enjoyable. I loved it.
Aww.
Would you think it's like one of the best times of your life when you look back in your life, those early 20s living in Greece with Rossi, partying, working in a resort?
Oh, it's definitely up there in the top five, yeah.
Now, the reason why there's a toilet here in the studio, which is a gift from you,
yes,
Matt, was because you and Rossi, at those early ages, had a bit of an agreement. What was that agreement?
Yeah, that's true. So it was Rossi's idea, actually. He decided that the first person to become a millionaire sends the other one a toilet.
Guess who's a millionaire?
It's not
Matt's
me.
A millionaire!
What? How are you a millionaire? I know that you've got a few businesses, but what have you done?
This is brilliant. Rossi's just received a toilet from his mate because in their 20s, they came to the agreement that Rossi came up with. Whoever becomes a millionaire first sends the other person a toilet.
And Matt is a millionaire.
And he's done it on the 40th birthday of Big Rossi.
Wow.
Matt,
I'm jealous. Well, that's amazing. Thank you for my toilet.
I think that the millionaire thing is due to your good friend Rocky just doing a quick calculation this year when I met him recently on holiday. So, I think we've got Rocky to thank as well.
Oh, I need to catch up with you again. I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, he wants your money there, Matt. That's what he's doing.
I've got a few business ideas, Matt. I've got a few business ideas.
Well, I hope one day, Rossi, you will get to send Matt a toilet as well.
I will, and I'll make sure it's gold.
Yeah. Mate.
Matt, what do you want to say to Rossi on his 40th?
Happy birthday, mate. Happy birthday. What I do want to say, I can't say live on the radio, so we'll just go with happy birthday.
Love you, mate. Love you.
There it is. Well done. Yeah, you've really got a toilet, though. I don't know what you're going to do with this toilet.
It's a really good one, actually.
There it is. Rossi's 40th birthday here on Virgin Radio. It's your Thursday morning on Rossi's birthday.
That's 52 times this morning we've mentioned it.
Now, we're asking you what's making you smile right now. What's in your life that is good? Let's spread that positivity a little bit today. I'll tell you what's made me smile. Sheena's in the studio right now. She always makes us smile. Hi, Sheena.
Hello, good morning.
You wish you came in and wish Rossi a happy birthday.
Yes, that is why I came in to say happy birthday, Rossi.
Thank you.
What's making you smile? What makes you smile in your life right now?
Obviously, the number one thing making me smile in my life right now is my... Not you. You make me smile too, but my son Kai.
Oh, cute. Yes. He's so cute.
What about your husband?
Sometimes he makes me smile.
It's very rare, but he does. Your son's just making you smile all the time?
Yeah, he's funny. He laughs. He repeats everything. Yesterday, you should have seen him eating these cherries, like the way Cookie Monster eats cookies.
Me like cookies.
Yeah. He's just funny. He's a funny kid.
Oh, well, I love that. What makes you smile right now? We're taking some of your calls. Hey, Mina, what is making you smile right now?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
We're doing well, brother. Tell me what makes you smile.
And Big Rossi, very, very, very happy birthday, bro.
Thanks, mate.
Tell me what makes you smile, Mina.
Me too.
What makes you smile?
Actually, guys, you always make me smile because while I'm going to work every day, I always listen to you. Second thing... I just started a new job, which is actually, it's a job of my dream.
Yay!
So good.
Makes me smile every day.
I love that, man. That's so good. I'm glad you're in your job of your dreams. It's so important. What's your job of your dreams?
Right now, I'm doing a sales manager for an information and data technology company.
Cool. Nice. I love that's your dream job. That's fantastic, man. Well done. Have a great weekend. God bless. Sheila, what is making you happy right now? What puts a smile on your face, Sheila?
I recently started a company and everything is going so well, so that makes me smile every morning.
Nice. Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. What's the company? Let's plug it. You've just started it.
It's a holiday homes company. It's called Caribou Holiday Homes.
Caribou Holiday Homes.
Caribou. Does that mean welcome in Swahili?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Good on you. Good on you. And so where do we go? Is there an Instagram page or a website?
So if you Google www.caribouholidayhomes.com, you'll find us.
There it is, Sheila. I'm glad that's making you smile. Hey, Jude.
Don't make it bad.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing well, brother. What's making you smile? Okay, hold on. I think you want to wish Rossi happy birthday. Go ahead.
Yep. And what's making me smile is my beautiful daughter. Aww. And, of course, I work for Baskin-Robbins, and I work for a happy brand, so it makes me smile all the time.
I remember you, Jude. How are you, mate? You good?
Good. How are you, Big Rossi? Wish you a very, very happy birthday.
I can't wait for my ice cream cake.
You will get one today, man. It's on the way.
There it is. Well done, Jude. I love it. What makes you happy? What's making you smile? We're just taking some of your calls this morning. Put some positivity out there more. Rashid, real with you. What's making you smile, Rashid?
Hi, what's making me smile today is I woke up seeing the score line, Real Madrid won the Champions League opener, and PSG drew.
There it is. Real Madrid is your team, is it?
Yes.
Good on you, mate.
For always.
I'm glad that's making you smile. So many calls. Eshan, what's making you smile right now?
Absolutely amazing. First of all, happy birthday to Big Rossi.
Thank you. 55 times this morning. Loving it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to break the biggest news for my startup. We just heard 10 minutes ago that we raised our Series A round of funding.
Oh, yay! Good on you. You got some funding for your company.
That's amazing, man. Well done.
What's the company?
It's called CubeX Global. It's a online marketplace for sea freight.
For sea freight,
okay.
How much you get? Can I ask how much you got?
Sorry?
How much money? How much money do they inject?
8.6 million.
8.6 million.
Wow! And who funds that? Is it like?
Was it a group or was it an individual?
No. It's a bunch of angel investors and two VCs.
Good on you, mate.
Awesome. Well done, mate.
Good on you. Well done.
Thank you so much. You guys were the first one I broke the news out to.
Well, you know that means that we own 10% of the business now, okay? Thank you very much. Good morning, guys. It's Rossi's 40th birthday.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
If you missed out what we got him, it was some Beatle memorabilia. We're going to actually replay that moment in the next 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's Duvet. It's the world's best cover band.
Yay.
Here we are. Now, Rossi, you've taken the lead on this. You said, guys, it's my birthday.
I'll sing what I want
exactly.
to.
Exactly. He's choosing what he wants.
Yes, it's the Beatles, of course. The first choice. It should be the first choice for anyone who wants to discover music. They're just, like, amazing.
You think so, yeah?
Do you not like them as much as
no,
me?
No. I do like the Beatles. I mean, they're old school. They're
just, you know, like
vintage.
All of the vintage music you hear now is probably like inspired by the Beatles.
Do you play the Beatles for your daughters?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Nice. That's cute.
So they know, like they'll see like t-shirts and they know that's the Beatles.
Cause that's always cute.
Yeah.
So you guys are gonna do a Beatles song right now. Which one?
Let It Be.
Let It Be. Is that one of your favorites?
It's like a downer, isn't it?
I know. Should do the other one.
It's like a downer. No, it's Rossi's birthday. How dare you?
Because he said his favorite song is Here Comes the Sun.
It's also down. It's like melodic.
No, but that's happier,
here
isn't it?
Comes the sun. Do, 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 do.
It's happier.
Let It Be is good.
All right, Ross, over to you. You're the leader. I don't know. I mean, I know the song.
I feel like, Chris, maybe you shouldn't sing.
No, you sing as well. We are Duvet.
We're the biggest cover band in the world. We met in the mid-90s in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was Affleck. I was Damon. No. We were budding actors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had no money.
Oh. Yeah, everybody. You may soon turn 40 and it's okay. I feel all right. I don't feel too bad.
Yet.
Yet, when I find myself in troubles of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. That was good. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. I think we've found your karaoke song, Chris. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, oh, let it be. Oh, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be.
Happy birthday, Russ.
For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Oh, let it be. Oh, let it be.
There will be an answer. Let it be.
Hey, all right. On this big birthday bash, Big Rossi as he turns 40. We all want to throw our hands in the air and wave him around and wish the big man a happy birthday. We wish him health. We wish him love. We wish him another 14 babies. It's Big Rossi.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. UAE, here we go. I want you to all put your love in the hair for Big Rossi.
In the hair?
He needs hair. Feel old. Just let it be. Just let it be.
Let it be.
Oh, let it be.
When the night is cloudy,
solo,
there is still a light that shines on me.
Come on, Ross.
Shine until tomorrow. Let it be. Wake up to the sound of music. Mother pretty comes to me.
Let it be. 40th Big Rossi. Virgin Radio 104.4, it's the Chris Fade Show. It's your Thursday on Big Rossi's 40th. Well, there it is. It's come to an end, our 40th celebration for Big Rossi.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
What a morning.
Hey?
Yeah.
You had a lot of little gifts come out throughout the morning, right?
I did, yeah.
You had your Beatles memorabilia given to you? A crowd of people. This is the Beatles.
Who's this covering the Beatles?
Who's this? Someone covering the Beatles? Yes. Oh. I thought it was legit the Beatles.
No.
Are you sure?
It's Oasis covering the Beatles.
It sounded like Oasis. There you go. So Rossi, over this morning, hey, ate cupcakes, a lot of them.
Ten.
He got the Beatles memorabilia gift. A limited edition, which is going to go up in value, so save that.
That is just an amazing photo. Love it.
He got a message from Duncan Ferguson, which was great. Have we still got that there?
Hey, Rossi. It's your big pal Duncan Ferguson here from Everton Football Club. I just wanted to wish you a big happy 40th birthday, son.
What a legend Duncan was. Yeah. And you got a toilet from your friend Matthew.
Yes.
Because whoever became a millionaire first got to send the other person a toilet. And unfortunately for you, it was him, and he sent you the toilet on your 40th.
Thanks, Matt. And it was my idea to make that bet. Wish it hadn't.
We've had hundreds of messages come in for you, mate. So listen, have a great weekend, have a safe weekend, and happy 40th from all of us, all right?
Thank you, mate. Thank you, pretty.
Right.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for organising a lovely day. Eddie and Nala as well. Amazing.
All right, there it is. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, happy 40th. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.